questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Listeners, previously on Q&A on Islamic belief, we opened a box of worms that had so much of discussions. We were talking about the fact that whether those people who are not true believers in Islam would go to heaven or not. We actually had a great discussion on that. But we are reaching to the point that we will talk about mustadafin, the concept of those people who are deprived of knowledge and information about the true religion, which is Islam. So, Dr. Karimi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, we have this concept taken from or explicitly mentioned in the Quran. Let me read three verses of chapter An-Nisa, which are very interesting, explicitly talking about these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter 4, verse 97, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, those whom the angels take away, talking about the time of their death, while they are wronging themselves. قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. They ask, what estate were you in? The angels asking those people. قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَدْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They say we were... Now, the translation here is oppressed. It's not a good translation. What you mentioned was much better. Deprived of getting the knowledge of the truth.
They did not have access to...
Exactly. We were deprived, we were mustadaf in the land. Now, those angels say, قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَسَعَدًا فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. The angels are mentioning what you mentioned in the previous session, the fact that in our time, no one may have the excuse that I do not have
access. Because the internet has made everything pretty much easier.
This is mentioned by the angels.
You're an armchair traveler.
Yeah.
Everything.
The angels do not talk about Googling, but they mention as follows. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. The angels say, was not Allah's earth vast enough so that you might migrate in it? Meaning that, for example, in that time, internet was not available. But you could migrate to other places to find the truth. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. The refuge of such will be hell, and it is an evil destination.
Such a bad destination.
So here we have a group of people who claim to be mustad'af, to be deprived, but the answer of God through the angels is that no, it's just an excuse. And many people in our time may have the same excuse, but that excuse might not be accepted by God. But then the following verse reads, إِلَّا الْمُسَدْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَتِعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا. Except the oppressed, again this translation, which might be better to say deprived, except the deprived among men, women, and children who have neither access to any means nor are guided to any way. So God says that there is an exception. We may think of a group of people who have no way, لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلة. They have no way to find the truth. So this verse is talking specifically about a group of people who try their best to find the truth, but they are not able to find the truth. For example, at that time, even they are not able to migrate. In our time, they are living in Amazon forest,
yes,
for example.
Yes, you talked about it in previous session.
Yeah.
Those who do their best and yet they do not get to find the truth.
Exactly.
Their excuse is actually accepted.
Yeah, but what happens to them? So we have the believers, they will go to paradise. Of course, when we are talking about believers, it depends on their actions. If they have no sins, then there is no punishment.
Yeah.
If they have some sins, some of the sins are forgiven through afflictions that people face in this world, like illnesses. Some sins are forgiven through the
catastrophes.
Time. Yeah, and the next stage is the time of your death. You see, some good people have a very difficult time when they pass away. It's not a sign of them being bad people. No, they are very good people. There are some remaining sins, and those remaining sins are forgiven through that difficult time. If there is still some, I'm talking about the believers, if there are still some remaining sins, then we have the world of the grave, the barzakh. Some people are punished so that their remaining sins are forgiven. On the Day of Judgment, we have the concept of shafa'ah, intercession. If still there are some remaining sins, some of the believers who have committed a lot of sins, they may go to the hell for some days, for some months, for some years, but finally they will go to paradise. This is for sure the destination of the believers, depending on their actions. They may go directly to the paradise.
And indirectly.
They may be punished in the grave or in the hereafter, mm-hmm. and then finally go to the paradise. And of course, we have the concept of shafa'a, intercession, as well. The disbelievers
Have different classifications.
Yeah. First of all, the disbelievers who did not believe in the true path, although they knew it, their destination is the hell.
Hell.
This is for sure. Now we are talking about the people who do not follow the religion of Islam, and they have tried their best to find the truth, but they were not able to find the truth. What happens to them? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah uses the term عَسَى اللَّهُ. Maybe Allah will excuse them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. For Allah is all excusing, all forgiving. Now, many scholars believe that these phrases is telling us that these people will be forgiven by God because they have done their best. They didn't find the truth. And let me read another verse, and then I will share another viewpoint in this regard. In chapter Tawbah, verse 106, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the same people, وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. There are others waiting Allah's edict. إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Either God shall punish them or turn them to them clemently.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, we have two concepts mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, mustada'afin, meaning these deprived or literally translating weak people, and murjauna li amrillah, mentioned in chapter Tawbah, verse 106, which means those people who are waiting the edict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether these two groups are referring to one group or two, there is a kind of difference of ideas among the scholars, but the point is that what is for sure is that for the people who have done their best to find the truth, but they did not follow the truth, for sure they will not go to the hell directly. What happens to them, what viewpoint is that they will go to paradise. God will forgive them because they are excused. And the other viewpoint is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test them on the Day of Judgment. This is the viewpoint of a group of scholars. Meaning that because many of us, we hear that there is no test on the Day of Judgment. But specifically for these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test them. Meaning that because the argument of these scholars is that, okay, they did not find the truth. But the question is that if they had they found the truth, were they followed the truth? So that is why they believe that they refer to some narrations. On the day of judgment, judge will make a situation for them to see the truth and then to test them whether they follow the truth or not. Mm-hmm. If they follow the truth, they are like the believers in this world. They will go to the paradise. If they didn't follow the truth, they are like the disbelievers in this world who found the truth but didn't follow the truth. They will go to the hellfire. So we have these two viewpoints, and each group has their own arguments. So having said that, the answer to the question, to the main question of today's session is that for the people who are not Muslims, who are not Shia, it doesn't mean that they will not reach salvation. It's absolutely dependent on their, first of all, efforts to find the truth, and second of all, their actions. At the end of the day, if you're a Christian, you need to be a good Christian. You need to be a good Jewish person. Even if you are an atheist.
You mean non-believer in God?
Yeah, people should not be surprised by me saying that even if you are an atheist, but you have done your best to find the truth, but you came to this conclusion that there is no God. Our principles tell us that even such an atheist will not be punished by God, will not go to the hellfire. He's a mustad'af too, because he has done his best.
Yeah.
Allah is merciful toward an atheist. It's been mentioned by one of the...
So it's very wonderful.
Yeah. And what happens to him? As I mentioned, he will not go directly to the hellfire.
Yeah, there
according
would be some process
Islam,
of
we have
purifications.
Those two, yeah, we have those two viewpoints. It's been mentioned by one of the great philosophers who was an atheist, and they told him about the fact that if there is a God, then there is a day of judgment and you will be punished. And he told them that if the God that you are describing to me exists, he will not punish me because of the way that you are describing him. So this is the truth. I mean, this is the principle. If you have done your best to find the truth, but you couldn't find the truth, you will not go to the hellfire. Either Allah will forgive you or will test you on the day of judgment.
And after all, we should say that God is the only judge and he knows what would happen
That's
to his
point.
Servant.
As human beings, we are not able to judge about any person,
exactly.
I believe. Except for the people whose destiny are mentioned by the infallibles. Because even for the most wicked people, there is a possibility for them to have repented to God at the last moment of their life. At least we cannot say that for sure these people will go to paradise, these people will go to the hellfire. Unfortunately, we see it among, some religious people who... easily they judge about the destination. Let's leave it to God.
Yes, we're not distributors of hell and heaven.
Exactly. Now, one point remains regarding, I think you talked about a group of non-Muslims who have done some good actions and whether they will go to heaven or not. And many people, the best example that is given is, those great scholars who have had great achievement, discovering electricity and other services and so on and so forth. The same point is applicable to these great scholars, too. When it comes to, religious issues, It is dependent, first of all, on their faith, whether they have done their best to find the truth or not, and second of all, on their actions. But putting aside this story, it is believed by Shia scholars that at the end of the day, their good actions will be rewarded by God. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that even although they did not, some of them, they did not believe in any God, they did not do that action for the sake of God. They did that action for the sake of,
maybe humanity.
Humanity or popularity. And according to some scholars, their reward is the same. They are admired by the people. But many scholars believe that they will be rewarded by God too. Not necessarily through going to the paradise, but through other stages having less punishment and so on and so forth. So it is for sure that no good action would be remain without any kind of reward by God.
Exactly.
But the matter of
God, after all, God is a just judge.
And that's a principle. And regarding the faith and destination, I think we mm-hmm. explained in detail.
So thank you very much for your nice contribution of knowledge. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying tuned with us.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن